Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is a very special night. We're going to go to the Lightship later on, and we'll probably just run a little bit over on the hour here to do this here. So if you've never been on the Creation Lightship, this is your chance to go there. And this will not work on the archives, but all the healings until that time, it will. So we're going to first do a little introduction here about the Creation Lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same lightship that Jesus used for his ascension healings and teachings 2,000 years ago. And the lightship is here to help with the planet's ascension. And it's also here to help people who are awake enough to be able to get fully into their bodies to allow their body the gift of ascension. So it's kind of up to everybody on the planet if they choose to come into their bodies fully or not. That's everybody's own personal choice here. So, unfortunately, that's the way ascension works. You have to have a spirit energy with the blueprint in order to do the transformation here. So, we're going to first do a chakra alignment here. And I'm going to go to your heart chakra first. And moving it around a little bit, there we go. Now we're going to go to your fifth chakra, number 5. This is your throat, and that feels good. Now we're going up to your sixth chakra. And the chakras go out of alignment by psychic attacks. So when you think a bad thought towards someone, if that's landing somewhere in the chakra system, that chakra will actually change and move around backwards sometimes or go vertical up and down. Now we're going to go down to your power chakra below the heart. Okay, good. Now we're going to the second chakra. This is around your navel area. This is your creativity. And now we're going to your first chakra, base of your spine. And this is kind of how you view life here. These are how they sort of relate to the body here. And the chakras are the main energetic energy field that helps to heal you along with your spirit energy. When you're out of your body completely, you have absolutely no spirit energy with you, and the chakras will not be working properly, and they won't be detectable with a pendulum. So here we go. We're going to do an opening for the ones that would like to have more spirit energy and to have the chakras opened up more in their body. So here we go. We're going to go body width for everybody. So I'll go into your heart. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Moving up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Sixth chakra. Spin, 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 open. And going down now below the heart, the power chakra. Solar plexus. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay, now we're going to do an entity release. These are energies that should not be with you. They can attach to the outside of your body, like if you have a cut or a sore or something. And they can also come into your physical consciousness and talk to you and take you off your spiritual path, so to speak, or have your body do things that the entity would like to do. So this could be like maybe smoking or going out to a bar or something. And naturally, these places like bars that are lower vibrations can attract lots of entities to people, much like hospitals. So you should maybe stay away from them if you want to keep yourself clean spiritually here. So, and remember, if you're not home, who is? And who is it? The entity. So here we go. Doing some clearing. And a lot of these are coming out of you right now. And you might actually feel or sense energies moving in your body. Sometimes they come out of you. And you might actually feel a release in pressure, or maybe an ache or pain will leave you. Okay, now we're going to bring your spirit back to you, different fragments of your spirit. This could be hundreds or thousands of them. And what will be replaced, what just kind of left you, will be the energies from your spirit. And you can have thousands of entities in you, not just one or two. So here we go. Cleaning your spirit. We're going to do a counting of 10. And your spirit will re-enter your body. And you may feel your body get a little heavier, a little denser. and you may even feel the physical sensations of your body going through a healing process as it may heat up for you or have tingles. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bringing some more of you back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I wonder if we have some music playing in the background here.
Here we go.
Yeah, if you're there, Don, we have some music coming on the voice also, so I don't think he turned off the music. So, hopefully Don's online there. Let me try my sound on my... Okay, maybe, Sylvia, could you give Don a call and see if
you
can cut off the music there?
Yep.
So what we're going to do next is do some more entity releasing. There we go. And some are leaving you now. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And you might feel energy leaving your body right now. And these energies are, again, entities that have attached themselves to you. They come in when your spirit's not present. This is how you attract them to you, mostly. So when your spirit's not in your body, these entities will come in. So, taking some more away from you right now. And there's some more leaving. There we go. And a lot more. We're going to work with entities now below your waist right now. So you might want to just put your attention there if you like. And there's some clearing there below the waist. Okay, and now we're going to be going up above the waist here. We'll do your energies from your shoulders down to your waist. There we go. Wonderful. Okay, and now we're going to go from your shoulders up to the top of your head. Wonderful. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit into your body, and we'll just do it the same way we did the clearing here. We'll go from your waist on down, and there we go. Bringing some more of you in here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Bringing more of you into your legs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more into your legs again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to go above your waist here to your shoulders. And bringing more of your spirit there again. Here you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we're going to go from your shoulders to the top of your head. And bring in more of your spirit there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we're going to do the mind to the heart healing. This is where you have your awakening consciousness drop down into your heart center. You can think of that as your ego self, and you should feel a change when you're thinking. Your thoughts should come from your chest cavity here. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down, and just think of an elevator, the 10th floor being your forehead, your waking consciousness, and the first floor being your heart center. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, like an elevator, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. And this this process gets rid of entities, and so does the emotional clearings that I do for people. Because emotions will bring in these entities to you, and they may be in you pressing your buttons to have a reaction with other people. So this is why we do the emotional clearing too. So what I'd like you to do now is, if you would, scroll down on your screen. This is the first time on the show. Just click on Creation Lightship Healing. And any day would work, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And then scroll down a little ways underneath the blinking flower. And you're going to see this beautiful light beam. We're going to activate her right now. And just kind of look at her. And you can just kind of visualize, if you would, this beautiful light beam putting out energy. And she will actually put it out in front of you. So you're going to see the color rays change a little bit here. And I have people saying that they see her once in a while changing. Some people say they see her a lot. So it's kind of like fake it till you make it in a sense here. But she does change her frequencies. And if you look at her eyes, you're going to see her eyes getting a little more intense with white light coming out of them. And remember, the light ship only works in the now. And all these healings work in the now. And since the light ship only works in the now, that means that anything that is not in the now is typically thought energy, okay, mind energy. And so anything that you get as far as information, that's just strictly a projection in thought of what the future is going to be like. And naturally, the past has already been created, so the past would be real if you look upon it. But anything in the next second or so from now is strictly a projection of thought energy. The light ship only works in the now with love. And they only connect to your heart center with love also. They don't work with the mind whatsoever. And so there she is. She's fully activated now. So we'll turn it over to Sylvia. Are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for bearing with us a little bit earlier when we had the sound trouble. So I trust that everyone can hear just fine right now. If you have any problems, again, just let us know on the fast chat, and we'll take care of it. So we are talking this week about conscious expressions of divine love, and we've had some wonderful hours earlier in the week where we experienced the expressions of love in the universe through the different parts of the plant and animal kingdom, also with our parents and grandparents and all kinds of wonderful things. And tonight we're going to look at relationships. And we have some very special things in mind. We're going to, in a few minutes, give everybody the opportunity, through the light ship's help, to experience the love energy from a loved one who has passed on. So you might want to just think about who, you know, you would like to have in your consciousness for that experience. And then we've got some other wonderful healings in mind, including something with parallel lives a little bit later in the hour. So sit back, relax, enjoy. And if you have questions, you're welcome to ask them on the fast chat. If you haven't done that before, if you just scroll down a little bit further down below the light being on your screen, you'll see a place to click on BBS Fast Chat, and that will bring up a window for you where you can just type in any questions that you have, and we'll take as many as we can throughout the hour. And as Ron mentioned, later on we'll be going to the light ship, so this should be wonderful, and we'll get started right now with connecting with loved ones who have passed on. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so just pick one individual that you would like to connect with. It could be maybe one of your parents, possibly, or a grandparent, or a friend. And just think of that name in your consciousness right now. If you don't know their name and you just know how they look physically, just also hold that image. And the light ship will connect through your spirit, in your heart, to this energy. Okay, and we'll just call this number one here. So what we're going to do now is bring in the beautiful love energy of this person. And this will be the energy of their spirit. And on the other shows, you know, sometimes people have difficulty with a person who's passed on. And so this could also be that same scenario with somebody. So just know that this wonderful energy is going to be coming to you. And it won't have the personality of the person. It'll have the love energy of the spirit. So here we go. This energy is going to come in right now. And I'll just count to 10 and it'll be fully with you. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back and relax and allow this energy to come to you. And it will probably do a healing on you and with you. So just request healing if you like and have this wonderful communion with this lost loved one. Bring in another energy, another person. So just think of them in your consciousness here. And have the light ship connect with them through your spirit. And it's like they're about ready. So here we go. So we'll count to 10 again as this energy comes fully into your heart center from this person. This is their spirit energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. bring in the third person that you'd like to commune with here, this beautiful spirit of this person. So, again, just sit back and relax and think of this person, their name, and your spirit will connect with this energy, and the light chip will bring this beautiful spirit to you. So, here we go. So, it's coming in, so I'll count to 10. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, just experience this wonderful energy here, this wonderful person that you probably have known in the past here. Your beautiful love energy. Turn it over to you.
Okay, well, wonderful. So let's see, before we go on, let's take up a few questions on the fast chat. We have a question, does the emotional clearing clear some entities that might have entered with those traumas?
Yes, that is correct. It will do that. Because the entities only live in you through the traumas that you are experiencing, or that's how they resonate to you. That's how they pick your body is the activity that you're doing consciously and or maybe physical pain, et cetera. So that's how they come in. If you go out and maybe you have, say, five drinks at a bar, you're going to attract to yourself entities who like to drink. If you have a broken arm, then you're going to attract entities that also have a broken arm who want to get healed too. So this is what happens. So like attracts like. So you want to definitely, you know, get them out of you. And the emotional clearing takes away the traumas of the emotions that we're dealing with. So very much so it can help to release entities from you in your life because you have nowhere to come and stick to. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, the emotional clearing Actually, it goes really well with our theme tonight of relationships because, you know, as we go through life and we have certain situations and things that we deal with and judgments that we make on ourselves and others, and actually that all turns into two densities that have to be cleared from us. So, Ron, you've said many times that it's our judgments that separate us from the divine. So can you talk about that a little bit and how those clearings, like the emotional body, the feeling body, the mental body, trauma body, those types of bodies hold on to those densities and how we can clear those?
Yes, a lot of those bodies are created by the earth energy to experience life on the surface here of the planet. So they're not really created by the light ship. Another expression of light, which would be the energy of the earth spirit, created these energies. And so it's sort of responsible, we'll say, for the behavior of them and to actually collect them back to itself. This is what the earth spirit will be doing, is regaining its own spiritual integrity back before it ascends. So what happens is that as we take on energies and we live life here, we're using these bodies to collect and sample for the earth these densities. And unfortunately, a lot of these energies that we work with, especially the emotional body, is very damaging to a lot of people because it switched from sampling love continuously to sampling events and situations. And when people get emotionally out of whack or, you know, kind of in that judgment mode, then at that point you're like on a roller coaster ride because entities will come into you and they'll keep playing with you to get energy for themselves to live on because you are the host for the entities. And so what happens is as you have more judgment inside of yourself, which is what your body actually is, you know, your body initially was a light body. It may have been created by extraterrestrial races and brought here, but the initial blueprint is a pure light body. So that's the foundation of who you are. And then we probably initially got maybe genetically engineered or re-engineered to a certain way to be on this planet. But we still have that spark of the divine in the body itself. And this is what your spirit attaches to when it comes to your body, to claim your body. It has that divinity of two divine energies coming together. But what's happened is that since our body is, a good way of just putting this, is a walking judgment factory of the ancestors that we've had through our genetic history, this is what we're dealing with. And each lifetime, the body is desperately trying to release the past judgments of its ancestors that's stored inside of it. And eventually, because it doesn't succeed all the way, the body dies from these judgments through illnesses. So what we're trying to do right now is to release these judgments from us so we can be able to take our body with us for the ascension process. And naturally, since your spirit is made up of love energy and your body is made up of judgment, those two don't mix. It's like, you know, oil and water. And in order to have your spirit come fully into your body for the ascension process, you need to release the judgments that's stored inside of it so it can become more integrated with every cell of your body. So what we'll do is an emotional clearing here, a sampling of this here. And this clearing will enable you to have some reprieve from situations that you've dealt with probably in the last maybe, we'll go back 5 years here, so 5 years in time. So there's nothing for you to do. The light ship, light beings are doing this for you. And they're connecting to who you are right now, along with pulling up the complete database and history of your genetics. And they're going to release from you what you've been working on in this lifetime up to this point in time. Remember, they can't go into the future because the future does not exist. Okay, it will exist in thought projection, but it will not exist with the divine because the divine only works in the moment. So that's once you understand that, you can realize and understand how predictions don't always pan out because they're just strictly predictions of thought energy, and thoughts can change. and you can change directions in your life instantly, which will make the prediction invalid. But the light only works in the now for its creations. So here we go. We're going to go back in time now. So from this point in time to your last birthday, so we do the chakra clearings here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, number four, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And five, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. We'll do one more year in case you just had a birthday here. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So you've had basically 5 years plus your birthday time cleared from you. And if you'd like to see how this healing worked, just kind of look at the energies right now, situations in your life that caused you pain and trauma, anxiety, fear. And if you look at it now, these energies should be very subdued or maybe not even existent with you. Just look at the situation, and you're going to see something happening. And just see how your body feels about it. And it should feel like it's really dampened down, like it's somebody else's movie, or you're really separated from the event. So I'll give you just a little bit of time to sample that energy there. And we'll do the same process. We'll do a feeling body. So here we go. Same process from this point in time to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so let's kind of look at a situation again and just see how you feel. Most people are going to feel their body getting more relaxed right now. And you may just feel just a relief that this thing is out of your space. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, we have a question on the fast chat, which is how do we discern if this healing that's happening here is benevolent? And that's probably a very good question because it applies to any kind of healing and that type of discernment. So I know that the basic message is go within and ask your spirit, but I'll let you expand on that a bit, Ron.
A very, very good question. I'm glad that was brought up because there's a lot of energies out there, a lot of people doing healing work, and their healings are not that. So the best way to find out, and the only way, is to go to your heart, talk to your spirit, and your spirit's only going to let into you the energies that are going to be of love. And that's basically it. Always check with your spirit first. Check with your spirit before you buy a pendant, before you buy a book, before you take a class someplace for spirituality. And really all you need is one book in your library, one page, one book, and that one page will say, go within. And that's basically it. And that's the whole lightship teaching, the same teachings of Jesus, is to go within, to discover or rediscover yourself. And you're in your body, so you want to bring your, have your spirit become a physical, spiritual body. This is what you're working on in this lifetime right now for the ascension process. And what it is right now, typically, because most people are not in their body, it's just an earth-based body made from the earth, and you're trying to integrate your spirit with it more so that you can become a spiritual, physical body. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have another question, which is, does the planet's spirit need to be 100% in the light in order to ascend?
The spirit is always in the light of the planet. It's never in the darkness. There may be darkness attaching itself to it, but the actual spirit, like your spirit, is always in the light. And so it doesn't take on anything but what it is. So there may be more to that than I'm saying here. I don't know. So all spirits created from the light are always in the light. They never go into a darkness energy and become darkness. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, so we have a couple of requests for other healings, like the trauma clearing and the mental clearing. So would you like to do those?
Okay, here we go. We'll do a trauma clearing. So this is a special clearing that I don't always do for people because it's not always needed. So people who have had a lot of trauma may need this type of clearing. So here we go. So same process. We'll go back the same amount of time. And this will help to release more trauma from you that maybe the emotional and the feeling body did not touch because it's in a different venue here. So here we go. So from this point in time to your last birthday, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, there we go. So again, maybe look at a trauma that you maybe dealt with. I would imagine traumas that people are talking about would probably be pretty awful. So just look at something that's happened in that same time frame within the last 5 years, and you should feel like you're getting pretty distant from that. So, and next we're going to do a mental clearing. The mental clearing is like defragmenting your home computer. So it helps get rid of mind chatter, which means it can quiet your mind somewhat. And it allows you to maybe think quicker. And it just does just a really nice clearing because it makes you feel a little more alert. So here we go. Same process. From now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This will balance your left and right brain. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. You might feel your head kind of changing slightly now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And last year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so for myself, running all this energy for all of you, and I sample the energies, my head's kind of a little dizzy, and I'll balance out in about a minute here. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. A lot of feeling was done in the mental area there.
Yeah, I felt that strongly myself. Okay, so another exciting feeling that has been coming out lately, that we've been talking about earlier this week and last week, is the parallel lives clearing. And this addresses lives that people are living in a sense at the same time as their life now, and which kind of dilutes their spirit energy because it's kind of like having to multitask on the spiritual level. And the parallel lives that are affecting us in our lifetime now can do all kinds of things, like cause us to have feelings and judgments and so forth in this life. And that's one of the things we're going to address in a few minutes. So, Ron, can we just talk a little bit first about what parallel lives are and kind of bring people up to speed that haven't been in on this so far?
Yeah, so basically, parallel lives are not created by the divine, the creation light shift. These are energies of life forms, maybe on a parallel planet to this on which the darkness created, and they also created bodies. And somehow, how it worked, I don't know, but your spirit feels responsible to go into these bodies. And the body of what's created is like a clone body, and or it's a fabrication of a physical body that does not have light in it like your own physical body has. So your spirit goes into these, and it takes on a life of its own, just like you're having now. And you can have hundreds of these lifetimes. I would say most people have at least 200 to maybe 1,000. And your spirit is out there kind of running crazy with all these lives. And all that it needs to be is with you in this lifetime. So I do have people saying, oh my God, what happens if the spirit, my spirit leaves the body? Is that body going to die? Well, no, it's not, because it wasn't created by the light. And so this is one of the big traps of the dark side, is to get your spirit to keep working and working and working overtime, and then it dilutes the energies to you. So what happens is, if you have a lifetime somewhere else, and your spirit comes back wounded from a process that it went through. Maybe it's having a war, you know. Maybe they fabricated a war just like what we have here right now, you know, overseas. And so your spirit's in a body fighting this war, and then it comes back to you, and maybe it has an injury. So it'll bring that injury to you, and all of a sudden you may have a bruised arm. Maybe your arm goes numb because maybe you were shot there or something. And maybe, let's say, the arm got amputated. So all of a sudden now you don't have any life force energy in your arm. So this is kind of what happens. So by getting rid of these parallel lives, at that point you can regain your full spiritual identity here, or at least half of it anyway, because your twin flame is out there somewhere else too. But you can regain what you brought here. And it's very, very important, like I said, to get into your body 100% with what you brought into this planet. So these parallel lives are not a good thing. It's a fabrication from the dark side to take away your energy so that you cannot be focused here spiritually. So we're going to do a healing on this here. So since we talked about having physical problems from these lifetimes, we're going to focus on five parallel lives. Remember, we could have hundreds of them, and these will just be five of these lifetimes. So we're going to work on energies in our legs right now. So what we're going to do is bring back the spirit from just five lifetimes, and it'll be reintegrated with you into your legs. So here we go. And it may be one of these lifetimes that we're picking on has the body has a leg problem, and you have a leg problem. This might even fix you. So here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That's one life cleared away. I guess the words, another one bit the dust here, so that's good. So here we go. Next one. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, another one. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There. So you should have more spirit energy now in your legs from these lifetimes as you were brought back to your body here. And it may even affect you somewhere else too. And so now we're going to focus on energies. We'll do the arms and hands, okay? Same process. We're deleting your spirit from these parallel lives and bringing it back to you, coming back home into your body. So here we go. Next year, first year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, second life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more time, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fifth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, now we're going to do head-related problems here. That could be eyes, ears, mouth, teeth, etc., okay? So, again, first life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do one more here. We'll just do one with, I guess, just our body organs here. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, second life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, third life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, fourth life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and fifth life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. How do you feel, Sylvia?
That was very interesting to feel all those different locations in the body and how that relates. That's really wonderful. And we'd love to hear from the listeners on the fast chat as to what they experienced during that. So please give us a fast chat message. And, you know, we talked, Ron, about the judgments and resentments that people might harbor in their hearts that have nothing to do with really what they're going through this lifetime, but might be from a parallel life. So is there a way to release a parallel life that has to do with that? And not just with a body part, but with the actual judgments people have?
Yeah, let's do that then. So we'll do five lifetimes of judgment, resentment toward other people, maybe bitterness. Here we go.
Wonderful.
So just sit back and relax. This light ship's going to do it for you. And you don't have to do anything yourself, but just show up. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Oh, that was very, very interesting. For me, that was just a real feeling of expansion in the heart. So that was wonderful. And again, we'd love to hear from anyone as to how they experienced that. And I'll leave it up to you, Ron, as far as our time. Right now, it's about 9:51, and we have a light ship trip coming up. So depending on how much more you want to get into, this might be the time to start that.
Okay. Let me just think here. If anything else needs to be done, I'll just scan the people out here.
Okay.
See what I can pick up here. We're going to do a disconnect of a parallel life here. And we'll just use the heading of if you've been in this lifetime in a parallel life in the darkness, okay? Maybe you've made contracts with the darkness, something like that. Maybe you've taken vows to do harm to people, et cetera. Okay, so this is just anything that is not of light energy that you've entangled yourself with unknowingly or even knowingly to maybe gain personal power. And this will be in a life that you shouldn't be in to begin with, okay? So here we go. And this could include, you know, extraterrestrial alliances with the dark agenda, too. So here we go. Remember, there's all different scenarios of parallel lives. So here we go. We'll release you out of five of these lifetimes. So take a deep breath. I don't know how this is going to affect anyone here. So if you do feel energies moving, you know that you got disconnected. So here we go. First lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth lifetime, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So, hope that helps some of you here. Yeah, we'll do one more here. Looks like David came on the fast chat here. Parallel life on his immune system. So, yeah, we'll do people who've had a problem with their immune system. And here we go. First life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So yeah, that could be a very big issue with a lot of people having their immune system knocked down because they're, you know, maybe deathly ill or something. So remember, you could be on your last legs right now in a lifetime suffering, and then your spirit comes back to you suffering, and you don't know why you're going through physical pain. So yeah, all this stuff is very, very valid. It's the same, has the same validity as going into your past life healings of your body, too. It's the same basic process. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you. Do you have any other ideas here before we go to the light shift?
Well, we actually have two requests.
Okay.
One of them is to do a clearing, a parallel life clearing, to clear victim energy. And the other is a request to do a sample disconnection from a person.
Okay, so here we go. This is victim energy from a parallel lifetime. Remember, these are fabricated by the darkness, okay? They're not human life forms. These are like androids, and your spirit believes that it is physical, but it's in their kind of force of will by the dark side, okay? So you're held captive in these lifetimes. So here we go. First year, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Second life, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Third life, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Fourth life, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Fifth life, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, and now we'll do a disconnection for people. So if you have somebody who's been bothering you that you just can't get away from, maybe it's a past relationship, that's normally what scenarios are, is people in the past here kind of haunting us here. And so just think of them right now, and we're going to do a disconnect from the chakra system. So here we go. We're going to disconnect the energy from you to them and them to you. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. We'll do that one more time here. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Looks like one more time. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more time. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. There we go. Wow, somebody's really hanging on to something out there. So that's cleared now. And hopefully you should feel better. And, yeah, we do love getting information on the fast chat. And I also really appreciate from you giving me emails about how you sampled and felt these healings, because it's just very nice to read. And I love reading these things. So just send me an email. That'd be wonderful. Okay. So what we're going to do now is go to the light ship, I think. Does that sound good with you, Sylvia?
Yeah, maybe just before we do, let's just talk a little bit about the upcoming Ascension preparation call, in case anybody has to jump off if it's getting too late for them. And we could tell them about the October 13th event.
Yeah, so on the 13th of next month, we have our regular 4-hour Ascension preparation healing. It's a 4-hour light ship healing session. And you also are able to charge 7 gallons of water, which will work for the next 7 days after the conference call. So the divine water is charged just for you. Each water container works sequentially. So you drink the first bottle one day, then the second bottle the next. And it helps you for bringing in more light codes into your body, along with detoxification. So it's all geared for the ascension process. And the Creation Light Ship is doing the ascension, and so they know what to do. So this is why it's so important to get on some of these calls, so at least you can have the experience and the wonderment of what's happening here, because it's just great if you can actually see the light beings on the Creation Light Ship working with us in their divine love energy. And the call, like I said, is 4 hours, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it's a very reasonable fee. It's only $60. And we also do light ship healings Mondays and Fridays for $20 for 1 hour conference call. So it's very affordable for almost everybody, or probably everybody, in fact. It's great to be able to rub elbows, you know, with these divine light beings and to have healing. So anyway, we'll start to go to the light ship here. So this part of the session on the radio program here will not work on the archives. You might feel the energy, though, but you will not be going to the light ship. I have to connect with you one-on-one to do this process here. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, just think of them now in your consciousness. And we'll connect right now, and you may feel or sense a beautiful energy coming around you. This is a white light cocoon energy from the light ship. You're going to be taken to the light ship in your physical body. You're still going to be where you are, but you're going to be transported out of time. Remember, you're just a vibration. And all vibrations get turned on and off and on and off and on and off. And when you're not here, when you're off, you're there. So here we go. And we're now going up to the light ship, and we're there. And they're doing a beautiful body scan on us to see what type of being we are. And our animals and pets are leaving us now for their own particular healing on a different light ship that is well-versed on the care of our animals and pets here. And the first room we're going to be going into is a beautiful room. This is a room that has the dolphins in it. And so, again, this water in the pool is silver and sparkles like diamonds. It's a very favorite room for a lot of people. There's three dolphins coming to us right now. So, again, just sit back and relax and request healing. Only request maybe one or two things so they can concentrate on this here. And the healings on the light ship will work according to how much baggage you have released down here, how much spirit energy you can hold. That's the main percentage of your healing quotient. So if you're only 20% on your body, the most you're going to get is a 20% healing down here. On the light ship, they heal you completely under most circumstances. I've had people actually say they saw their loved ones walking with a leg that they were missing, and arms that were missing were also materialized on the light ship. But down here, because of the emotional density and other things, it doesn't happen. So your healing depends upon how much you've worked on yourself physically to clear out these energies of judgment. So we're in this room now with the beautiful dolphins. So again, just sit back and relax and request your healing, and we'll be back probably in about 2 minutes here. Another location on the Creation Light Ship. And we're going to go into a room where they have a beautiful amethyst crystal geode. And be in this room right now and again request your healing. All these crystals are conscious beings, just like you are, and there's thousands of them. So request your healing right now, and we'll bring in the crystal energy down here for you to experience also. So here it comes. Thank you. In this room, what we're going to do is bring in a couple of the archangels to work with us here. And we'll bring in Archangel Metatron and Archangel Melchizedek. And so we'll have Metatron come to our head, and we're levitating in this very high energy room right now. And we'll have Melchizedek go to our feet and do some laying on hands healing for us. So they're coming into the room right now. And you may even feel their energy down here for you to experience here. And so, again, just sit back and relax. And you can't meditate during this process because you must be in your body. So stay in your body and open up all your senses here and allow them to go forth so you can feel this wonderful energy of these two archangels here. On the creation light ship, and we're going to go into a room where they can help our immune system. And this is like going into a shower stall, so there's many different vibrations or frequencies coming down from the ceiling, going in us and around us. So we're in this room right now, and if you do have a problem, you might find your body actually physically heating up right now. So again, request your healing of what you would like to have healed, but mainly this is, in this room we're doing the immune system, but you're in many rooms at once anyway. So, like I said, just request a couple of healings, and here we go. Thank you. going to another location. This location is where they'll work with your skin. And so if you have any skin concerns, maybe a sunburn, maybe a bruise, anything like this, they'll start to work with you. And there's another team which is going to be working with your toes. So they'll give you like a little toe massage. So you might want to take your shoes off here and wiggle your toes a little bit. And they're also working with your shoulders. So you're going to find yourself getting more relaxed now. So just kind of sit back and relax and allow this healing to take place here. Now we're going to go into another special room. And this room is where the Merkaba is, the Star of David. And it's going to do some special work with you here a little bit. So you're going to be able to maybe see some geometric shapes forming around you. And you may get your body actually energized. So we're in this room right now. And just kind of, again, sit back and relax and allow this healing to take place here. Into now is a very special room. Not that none of them were not special, but this is a room where you were created. So we're going into this room right now, and I'm going to count to 10. And if you notice across the wall of this room is where your spirit is. This is you and your twin flame as one. Because as you left the creation light ship, then you divided yourself in half, and you became two energies, you and your twin flame. So here we go. You can see a beautiful light being standing there on the light ship. All the beings that have not left the light ship at this time are light beings. And so you're on there in your original blueprint form as a light being. And as I count to 10, it'll walk into you. This is love comes walking in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And this is a very sacred room, so just enjoy being with yourself here, both halves. This energy will only come into your heart center. Okay, and we'll start to come back now. So we're going back to the orientation room. This is where we selected our doctor teams, and we're thanking them for working with us tonight, doing their special healings. And now we're going into the transporter room, where we're being greeted by our animals and our pets. And they're putting around us this wonderful cocoon energy of white light to bring us back here. And they're getting ready to come down, so we're coming down right now. And now we're here. So, hope that was a wonderful experience for all of you and that you received your healings. And like I said, I do enjoy getting emails from you on your healing. You can email me at healing@creationlightship.com. That's healing@creationlightship.com. And if you would like to sign up our email list, just go all the way down to the bottom of the page here, and you can put in your email address, and we'll give you an email maybe once or twice a month here on our events that we do here. So I guess we're about ready to sign off here. So I'd like to also thank all the people that have done private sessions with me, which helped to keep this program on the internet radio. So blessings to all of you, and thank you for helping me out financially for that. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, I'll just say blessings to everyone tonight, and enjoy this wonderful heart energy for the rest of your weekend. Stay heart-centered. Thanks for hanging with us. If you're in the Eastern time zones or Canada, I know a lot of you that are listening are up very late. And actually, speaking of back east, Ron will be there for anyone who's in the New York area. What is it, the 15th of October? Ron?
Yes, it'll be the Conscious Life Expo. Excuse me, no, it'll be the New Life Expo. And that'll be, I believe, the third weekend of next month. And I have workshops also at the ARE Center there in Manhattan. So hope to see you there if you're in the area. I guess he'll be signing off here. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. Good night.